And you know, it's summertime when my wife asks me to grill just about every night. But I have to admit, I am getting pretty good at it now.
Bob, you're really great at grilling. It's a shock to me, but you really are.
A shock.
I don't know how you do it, but you like almost all, 100% of the time, you get the steak just right.
You know what my secret is now? I Google and watch YouTube tutorials, and all of a sudden, I'm an expert. But I do have to ad lib on the grill, depending on various conditions and so forth. Sometimes it can be tricky.
Okay, but whatever you're doing, it's working out. And I hope that that idea of finding out information, Googling it, and out spreads to other areas of your life.
Yeah.
But right now, for the steaks, it's great. But it also has a lot to do with what meat you're grilling. And we personally have been kind of boring because we usually buy the same cuts of meat. You know, like we go to Costco and then, you know, get some great deals. And, you know, it's usually the same thing. So I want to change that.
Well, you know what? I don't really know much about the shopping part, the difference between different cuts of meat. So I think we could all use a few savvy tips on that.
Okay, so I've been doing some research, and I have a list of steak cuts to buy if you're just a beginner, and then some other interesting options, you know, that are more under the radar, or there's some fresh takes on some old favorites. So let's start with the beginners. Okay, so if you're not experienced with grilling, you can't go wrong with just taking the best cuts of meat, which is pretty much what we do, and they'll usually taste great unless you just burn them. So stick to the highest quality. And then by that I mean filet mignon, which is obviously the most tender steak with a very mild flavor. A New York strip, which is well marbled with a firmer texture. But, you know, you make those really well, too. I mean, and you can do that with a bone-in or boneless. There's the top sirloin, which is very lean. I never buy that because it's never soft enough for me. The ribeye, which has the most marbling, and it's the richest steak flavor. And then there's the T-bone, which I love getting the T-bone because it's like two steaks in one, the filet mignon and the New York strip. You know, and it's got the iconic T-shaped bone right in the middle. So I love those. But those are the easy ones for beginners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the strip too because it's real thin and you can do that quickly and that usually works out pretty well.
Bob, you do not know the difference between a strip. You're talking about a skirt steak.
Oh, the skirt. That's right. see what I mean? I need these tips. Yeah, that's right. The skirt steak is the real thin one. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So this advice now comes from Steakhouse Chef. And these are five underappreciated cuts of meat for the next time you grill. Okay, the first one is steak tips. And these are super tender, and they're packed with flavor. And they're popular in the Northeast. They're from the flat iron cut taken from the cow's shoulder. And one way to make it is to make a marinade of soy sauce and garlic and herbs and let the meat rest for like 4 hours and then cook it medium rare in a hot cast iron pan, which you haven't experimented with on the grill. But that gets really hot, and that cooks stuff really well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one is what you are talking about, the skirt steak, which I like to call the churrasco.
I like the way you say that, too.
Let me hear you say it.
No, I can't roll my R's like you do. I'm not Cuban.
Okay, well, so it's a tender cut from the belly of the cow, and it's especially popular in the Southeast. And that goes so well with like a marinade of garlic and lime juice and oil and fresh herbs. And then you grill that over an open flame and you cannot, as you know, cook it any further than medium rare or else it dries out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be super careful. I think, how many minutes do you do per side on that one?
Just a couple, three maybe.
It's like 3 minutes on each side, and then that's it. It's a lot less than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you slice it against the grain, and you serve it, of course, with chimichurri. That's the best way to eat it.
Well, I like the way you say that, too.
Okay, so then there's the ribeye cap steak and ribeye filet, and these are the most flavorful parts of the ribeye. And if you can't get one from the butcher, you can just cut it from a prime rib roast. Mm-hmm. So you don't even need a marinade for this one, but, you know, just use like salt, pepper, granulated garlic, and granulated onion. That's delicious. Then there's the Manhattan filet, which is a thick New York strip, and it's cut down to resemble a filet, but it's a thicker cut. And that's when you get the, great outer crust and a perfect medium rare center.
Never heard of that. Never heard of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the last one is called Zabutan, but it's called, really, most people call it the Denver steak, and that's got a ton of marbling, and that's just like something else to experiment with. I mean, it's like, you know, you can either cook it like super fast and get that charred flavor, or you can just cook it low and slow on the grill to medium rare.
Now, people are going to want to check out all of that again, so we'll post it just in time for the weekend at WGNradio.com. What's on the Savvy Planet website as far as good eating?
Well, we can't talk about steaks and not talk about my current favorite way to eat them. I love eating steak with this mushroom cognac sauce, and I have a recipe in there that it's like melts in your mouth. It is so good, these flavors coming together. And if you have never flambéed, I will teach you on this recipe. So this is your chance. And if you're a subscriber, you'll be sent this recipe out this week, this upcoming week, or you can just go to Savvy Planet, savvy-planet.com to find it. Or even easier now, our other domain name, which is savvyplanet.shop.
Say churrasco again, Marianne.
Churrasco and chimichurri.
Yeah.
All for you, Bob.
All right. I will be at the grill soon. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay.